The state Supreme Court ruled Thursday Alaska's commercial set net fishermen have the same right to harvest salmon as any other group. Set net fishermen are relieved with the ruling. KBBI's Quentin Chandler has more.
The Supreme Court was reviewing a proposed ballot proposition that called for a ban on commercial set net fishing in all non-subsistence areas. The justices decided that initiative was unconstitutional because only the state legislature and the Board of Fisheries have the power to divide fish between different groups of fishermen. Andy Hall is president of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, and he's also a set net fisherman.
The issue for us is that not only was it clearly an allocation, there's no conservation in here. You know, the claim is that there, this was an effort to conserve fish. This would have put fish into the river for other people to catch.
The Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance sponsored the set net ban. In court documents, the nonprofit called set net fishing an antiquated method of harvesting fish that indiscriminately kills or injures large numbers of non-target species. According to the Peninsula Clarion, the Alliance said in a press release they were disappointed with the ruling and would press forward to promote fish conservation and encourage responsible management of fisheries. Hall claims there is no evidence that set net fishermen on the east side of Cook Inlet are damaging the resource. He says they target sockeye and they take 13% of king salmon that return to the Kenai River.
Beyond that, we don't really catch other fish. You know, they said we were killing seabirds and that we're killing, I don't even know, you know, I think they referred to sea mammals. It just doesn't happen.
The Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance did not return a request for comment. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.